Hold it, fellas. That don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
This is Jam and James Riley on your favorite hour for great music and interviews, the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. This hour we pay tribute to the one and only Scotty Moore, who passed away June 28th, leaving behind an amazing lifetime of music. We'll hear an hour of just some of the hundreds and hundreds of tunes he played on or produced by the likes of Dale Hawkins, Charlie Rich, Paul McCartney, The Mavericks, Billy Burnett, Linda Gale Lewis, Jerry Lee Lewis, Lee Rocker, and so much more. And of course, we'll hear tunes from Elvis, including this one to kick us off, released in January of 1956. It's the number one smash hit, Heartbreak Hotel.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that Heartbreak Hotel where I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. I'll be just so lonely, baby. I'll be just so lonely. I'll be so lonely, I could die. The bellhop's tears keep flowing, the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never, never look back and think you're so, think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely, well, they're so lonely, and they could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down Lonely Street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be, because so lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely, you'll be so lonely, you could die. So lonely they could die.
That's the Scotty Moore Trio with a hit instrumental, Have Guitar Will Travel, a tune he co-wrote with Bill Black in 1958. We're celebrating the life of Scotty Moore this hour, who passed away on June 28th at the age of 84. He was born Winfield Scott Moore on December 27th, 1931, near Gadsden, Tennessee. Also served in the United States Navy between 1948 and 1952. Now, before joining up with Elvis Presley at that very first recording session in Memphis on July 5th, 1954, and actually later becoming Elvis's first manager before Bob Neal, who preceded Colonel Tom Parker as well, he was with Doug Poindexter and the Starlight Wranglers, which included bassist Bill Black. Scotty and Bill also played in a band with Paul Burleson, Johnny Burnett, Dorsey Burnett, and others. Now coming up, we've got tunes that Scotty played on with Sonny Burgess, as well as one from Lee Rocker. But right now, here's a tune from Doug Poindexter and the Starlight Wranglers that Scotty wrote called My Kind of Carrying On, featuring Scotty on guitar and Bill Black on bass.
I call my baby and I ask her for a date. I wanna show you the difference in love and hate. Meet me on the corner and don't come formal. We're going on a loving spree. I hope you like my kind of care at all. I sure do like this kind of care. Me, my honey, you'll see for free what you've been missing without a little kiss, and I'm sure you like my kind of care at all.
Sonny Burgess of the Pacers, and I'm listening to my favorite hour of great music. It's a rockabilly and blues radio hour with Jammin' James Riley. That's Jim Riley.
Bigger than Elvis, it's how you make me feel. Prouder than a first-time papa when he hears his baby squeal. Out of that a heat wave on an August, higher than a child with red buttons, richer than the writer of the number one team, bigger than Elvis, walking in the room. Bigger than Elvis, Tiger 56, cooler than a guitar pick with some red hot burning bass, sharper than a switchblade. Bigger than Elvis in a Cadillac, whiter than the smile on his mama in a tiny Tupelo shack, louder than a cloudburst on a stormy day, brighter than the stars in the Milky Way, better than a big hit Broadway play. Bigger than Elvis in his gold line lane. Thank you.
bigger than Elvis on a silver screen, longer than the legs on the model on the cover of a magazine, harder than a heat wave upon an August, higher than a child with a red balloon, richer than the writer of a number one tune, bigger than Elvis, a walking in the moon, bigger than Elvis, a walking in the moon.
The new memoir from Stray Cats drummer Slim Jim Phantom, A Stray Cat Strut.
Stray Cat Strut, I'm a
please cat.
I'm a feeling Casanova, hey,
Vanessa.
Read about the highs and lows of being in a rock band that sold millions, plus extraordinary friendships, adventures, and lessons learned along the way.
Slim Jim Phantom,
A Stray Cat Strut. Available August 16th from Thomas Dunn Books. We're back on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just heard Lee Rocker in the cover of the Jimmy Reed tune Shame, 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 featuring the man we're paying tribute to this hour, Scotty Moore. He also played on the track before that from Sonny Burgess titled Bigger Than Elvis. Scotty was on Electric Sonny on acoustic. the Jordanaires backing up as well. Recent guest to the show was Jimmy Vivino, who leads up the Basic Cable Band on Conan each night. Now, we asked him for a request for the show, and he brought up this Elvis tune because of Scotty's guitar solo. Well, man, do you have a request for the show?
Well, we should play Too Much. You should play it. You've got to play it.
Oh, there you go, man.
That's play Elvis, but all you guitar players out there, give a keen listen to the second chorus. The second, again, there's like a second solo, you know. I think Elvis propelled lead guitar, you know, into the forefront at a time when saxophones were taking all the lead on all the New York records anyway.
Oh, sure.
All the doo-wop records have a sax break, you know.
That's a good Elvis, point, yeah.
Elvis and Scotty, yeah, that started guitar break, you know. So we can be thankful for him and Chuck, of course.
Well, buddy, I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, see you now.
Right, bye-bye.
To share your heart too much when I want some love and you're gone. Don't you know you're treating your daddy wrong? Now you got me started, don't you leave me broken hearted. Gonna love you too much. I need your love all the time, need your hug and please be mine. A fool for your charms. Take me back to baby in your arms. Like to hear you sighing, even though I know you're lying. Gonna love you too much. I need your love all the time. I need your hug. Leave me mine. Need you near me. Stay real close. Please, please hear me. You're the most. Now you got me started. Don't you leave me broken hearted. Gonna love you too much.
Handsome boy, bow tie, pretty girl, strolling by. Then love starts going around and around. Love starts going around and around. When boy meets girl and girl meets boy, then love starts going around and around. He look at her, she look at him. He wink at her, she winks at him. Then love starts going around and around. Love starts going around and around. When boy meets girl, girl meets boy. Love starts going around and around. Kisses him, he kisses her. Then love starts going around and around. Love starts going around and around. When boy meets girl and girl meets boy, and love starts going around and around. Handsome boy, bow tie, pretty girl, strolling by. Round and around.
That's Dale Hawkins featuring Scotty Moore and DJ Fontana on the tune Boy Meets Girl. We're celebrating the life and music of Scotty Moore, who passed away on June 28th. We've got Charlie Rich, as well as the Mavericks coming up with tunes Scotty played on. But first, let's hear from The Killer, Jerry Lee Lewis. Scotty played on several tunes, including this one, one of three takes recorded of the tune, written by Red West. Set My Mind at Ease on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
It's too soon to really know how you feel about me. But now that you're so close, you gotta set my mind at ease. Just to know there's a smallest chance that you could fall in love with me. You're gonna keep me asking questions until you set my mind at ease. Set my mind at ease, you're leading me on this way. You got me feeling like I never felt before, and that's how I wanna stay. Don't try to keep me guessing, don't be so mean to me. Just tell me that you love me, and won't you set my mind at ease. Sometimes I think you're gonna give in and tell me that you really care. Then you turn around and change your mind. I know I'm not getting anywhere. Well, you know how I feel about you. Do you feel the same about me? Well, it's got me so upset. Won't you set my mind at ease? I said you got me so upset. Please set my mind at ease. I said you got me so upset. Honey, won't you set my mind at ease?
This is Raul Malo from the Mavericks, and you're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
You should find someone new. I feel your warm embrace, but teardrops on your face, there to let you know.
Comes to fashion designs from the golden 50s era of rockabilly, nobody does it like Tokyo's The King, featuring shirts, shoes, jackets, accessories, and more. And the only place to find a suit and dream flap shoes in collaboration with neo rockabilly legend Levi Dexter, and a selection of dresses from Bernie Dexter. If you're a fan of Elvis and rockabilly style clothing, check out The King. Go to the-king.jp. This is Jammin' James Riley, and you're tuned to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just heard the Mavericks with I Told You So, getting some help from Scotty Moore and DJ Fontana. It's from a project Scotty and DJ put out in 1997 called All the King's Men. Other featured artists on there included Keith Richards, Cheap Trick, Joe Ely, Lee Rocker, Ron Wood, Jeff Beck, and many others. We also heard Charlie Rich and Midnight Blues with Scotty Moore on guitar. We're celebrating the life of Scotty Moore, who passed away on June 28th, and wanted to play another Elvis track. This is the title cut from the movie and soundtrack from 1958. It's King Creole on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
A man in New Orleans, he's a rock and roller. He's a guitar man with a great big soul. He lays down a beat like a ton of cola. He goes by the name of King Creole. You know he's gone, 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 jumping like catfish on a pole. Yeah. You know he's gone, 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 out of hip shaking King Creole.
When the king starts to do it, it's as good as done. He holds his guitar like a Tommy gun. He starts to growl without any throat.
He bends a string and that sauce she wrote. You know he's gone, 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 jumping like a catfish on the pole. You know he's gone, 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 out of that hip shaking King Creole.
King Creole.
He sings a song about a crawdad hole. He sings a song about a jelly roll. He sings a song about a pork and greens.
He sings some blues about a New Orleans. You know he's gone, 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 jumping like a catfish on a pole.
Yeah.
You know he's gone, 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 and the
hip shaking King Creole.
King Creole. plays something evil, then he plays something sweet. No matter how he plays, you gotta get up on your feet. And when he gets a rockin' fever, baby, heaven sinks. He don't stop playing till his guitar breaks. You know he's gone, 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 jumping like a catfish on a pole. Yeah. You know he's gone, 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 out of that chicken King Creole.
Yeah, go!
You know he's gone, 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 out of that chicken King Creole.
Looking at the moon, counting all the stars, I got a burning fever and I know my heart's on fire. Is up, don't know which way is down. All I know is that my head keeps spinning round and round, and you're the one that done it. Yeah, you're the one that done it. Well, you're the one that done it. Why do you do me this way? I got it. It's going fast and it won't last. I'm gonna blow my top and you're the one that done it. Ooh, yeah, you're the one that done it. Well, you're the one that done it. Why do you do me this way? You bug me, baby. Think that love's a game. Going round in circles and you're driving me insane. And you're the one that done it.
That's Thomas Wayne in the tune You're the One That Done It, with Scotty Moore and Bill Black on the tune, produced by Scotty Moore as well. Thomas Wayne Perkins is the younger brother of Luther Perkins that played with Johnny Cash. Let's go back to what is often known as, these days at least, the 68 comeback special to the sit-down portion of the show. The special was just called Elvis and aired on NBC on December 3rd, 1968. Later becoming the blueprint for all of the unplugged shows on MTV, starting a couple of decades later. On June 27, 1968, Scotty Moore, along with DJ Fontana, Alan Fortas, Lance Legault, and Charlie Hodge, sat down with Elvis, who hadn't been on stage performing live in over 7 years, and they just jammed before a studio audience. Only a portion of these performances were included in the live special, but have since surfaced. For one of those sessions taped that day, here's the raw power of the tune, One Night.
One night is what I'm praying for. The things I did and I saw would make my dream.
Oh, Somebody pull the plug, man.
Oh, we got it.
What hey, I was going to say, wait a minute.
We're right here. Oh, he lives.
And the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
I'm finding apples on
shaking but the leaves on the tree. We meet the gang and go to Rockin' Joe. The cats are jumping on the hills and toes. My baby grandpa trying to give me a squeeze. It doesn't shake but the leaves on the tree. My mama told me every time like me. It doesn't shake but the leaves on the tree. But the leaves on the tree.
Hey, this is Jammin' James Riley, and we get asked all the time about advertising on Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
You could ask yourself questions.
Listeners could be hearing about your brand right now. New album, festival, vintage clothes, whatever is a good fit. We'll help you get the word out right here on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Do I feel lucky? Well, do you? Punk.
Email us now, rockabillyandbluesradiohour@gmail.com. That's rockabilly, the letter N, bluesradiohour@gmail.com. Your source for rockabilly, blues, surf, early country, early rock and roll, and Ameripolitan music. This is the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just heard Linda Gail Lewis and the tune Nothing Shaken But the Leaves on the Tree, recorded in March 1963 at Sun Studios. Also features her brother Jerry Lee Lewis on piano and Scotty Moore on lead guitar, produced by Scotty Moore. Before that, Carl Mann and Walkin' the Dog, also recorded at Sun, July of 1960, featuring Scotty Moore on lead guitar. We're celebrating the life and music of Scotty Moore, who passed away June 28th. He was inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2000, and as the name of his solo instrumental album says, the guitar that changed the world. Let's hear him on another Elvis tune. It was first a hit for Lloyd Price in 1952. Here's Elvis and his rockin' version from 1956, Lordy Miss Claudy.
Down the road I go. it off on my bread. Baby, when my back is turned, you're dealing in my bed. That's all right, that's all right. Yeah, that's all right now, mama, any way you do. That's all right, yeah, that's all right, no mama, any way you do. Yeah, that's all right, no mama, any way you do. That's all right, any way.
That's Paul McCartney from the project Good Rockin' Tonight, a various artists project as they pay tribute to Sun Records. That version also featured Scotty Moore and DJ Fontana. We're celebrating the life and music of Scotty Moore this hour. Another tune also featuring Scotty and DJ as well as the Jordanaires is a tune from Billy Burnett titled Today is Elvis's Birthday.
Hi, this is Billy Burnett and you're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with my friend James Riley.
Elvis's birthday.
Elvis's birthday.
Elvis's birthday.
Elvis's birthday.
Damned you didn't get them all in there, Carl.
Boy, it takes lots of practice. Lots of practice.
Well, gang, you know, it's time we get out of here. You know, we all came down here on the old night train to Memphis. Guess how we're going to be leaving?
If what I'm thinking is true, Scotty, we fixing to climb aboard that old Mr. Train.
Trip ticket, just in case.
Well, I'll tell you what, Scott. I'm gonna ride this train back up to Jackson. You know, it's really gonna be sad saying goodbye. I sure had a good time. I'm so proud that you let me be a part of this album, because it'll be a part of me till I leave this old earth. It's been a lot of fun. It always is to be around Mother Master. And thank you, Scott. Thank you once again. Thank you all you boys for playing your hearts out. I had a ball.
Thank you, Carl. It's been a pleasure. And I'd like to say goodbye to all the folks out there, and we'll see you next time around.
Hopefully it'll be soon. Let's start planning on the next one. As soon as this record quits. You want to?
Got an idea.
All right.
That's Carl Perkins and Scotty Moore from a bit of a hard-to-find project titled 706 Reunion, A Sentimental Journey. You've been listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour as we're celebrating the life and music of Scotty Moore, who passed away on June 28th. He may be gone, but his legacy definitely still lives on. Our website is rockabillyandblues.com. It's rockabillyNblues.com. Stay tuned next time for more great music and surprises. Now, we'll leave you with an instrumental from Scotty Moore doing My Baby Left Me. Until next time, it's Jammin' James Riley saying keep on rockin'.